So Larry, let's cover your agenda first. And I know the last email I got from you, you were really concerned that the client development process was moving a little bit slow. And I wanted to talk about that and the COIs that you have that aren't really making any personal introductions, but I'm happy to talk about that and anything else that you'd like to talk about. So, and then I referred you to, kind of the social media guru that's starting to work with us. I don't know if you had a conversation
Sharing
with
my problems with you, Curtis. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It was very productive because I two initiatives came out of that.
Okay.
One was the relationship that Bruce and I have now.
Okay.
And he seems to be connecting me with a lot of C-suite executives and people like that in the biotech industry. And basically, I could probably depend on him to get me connected to all kinds of things inside that inside the whatever industry, whatever I want to connect with, I can connect with. And he's got a
Right.
method to help me get to engagement with those people.
Right.
So that's great. I think it'll help with both, my referral programs from the current clients.
Right.
And it'll help add new relationships that can be engaged to turn into clients. Now, the other thing I did is I put a list together of 11 people, 11 professionals that would be in my clients' lives. And we're about to embark on tracking every single client household and those 11 professionals that they associate with. And, of course, it's the tax preparer and the estate planning attorney and all that stuff. But I also have primary care physician and all this thing, all the things you also. Yeah, but I just picked 11
Yeah.
things to focus on. And so we're putting it into our CRM, those 11 things, and we're going to track every client
Okay.
if they have those relationships or not. And I think that, along with the initiative we're doing with Bruce,
Right.
is going to be, and along with our service model, which I'm so proud of how well we do in the service area now that we use guidance from Supernova completely. That and my clients are on board 100%. They just don't have the capacity. They're not salespeople, and the capacity to refer just isn't necessarily always there. So I want to make sure that I don't have to depend on them.
Yeah, just keep in mind that, a lot of the conversation, maybe it's subtle, but you really have to educate a COI or a referrer. You have to train them on how the personal introductions process works. They have to meet your team via video and get comfortable with that process. That takes a little bit of time to educate each one. You can't just identify them and then immediately they open up their book. And so when people don't make the personal introductions, they don't feel comfortable. Okay? And so you have to help them become comfortable. Okay. They don't even know how to go about saying, Joe, I think you need to meet so and so. Now, there are some people who are very gregarious. A lot of folks that I have played golf with in the past, and you, after you play a round of golf with your foursome, you kind of know these people. By the back of your hand, they tell you their life story by the time you finish a round, and then you go to the 19th hole, and they see all these people. Hey, Bill, come on over here. How you been, man? How's the family? Those are the kinds of people that are really good. Your tech, those are naturals. Consultants are naturals. I went on LinkedIn yesterday. There was a female that I know that recently connected with me, and she's got a PhD. She does organizational development and that sort of thing. And so, how many people is she talking to in HR and companies and that sort of thing. And I know like four people like that. You know, one is a consultant to the agricultural business, wine industry, cannabis industry. I mean, he's been a former CFO, knows lots of people. That's who you got to get. You got to break away from the traditional CPA and attorney. They're not necessarily your best. They're okay.
Yeah.
But I would be looking at people that become a that you can get a personal relationship with. I asked you to look at page 25, I think it was, in your guidebook.
Yep.
And I wrote in a note that this was important for you to go back and review this entire page. And it was like, do any of these situations sound familiar? They never have time to meet with you.
Yeah.
They seem to have a lack of confidence in you and hesitation to send business to you.
Yeah.
You seem to send them more business than they send you.
Yeah.
And you only get sporadic referrals, and the referrals they do send are not always a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to educate them on what is a good fit. Mm-hmm. You got to educate them on your concierge practice. You got to educate them on your service model. You got to train six people to be really, really good at this. So I know this works. Yeah, it'll take some time, but you've got a couple that you're really close to that are referring people to you now.
Josh Ellis is, I would say, he fits that mold.
Okay.
I don't think there's anybody else that I currently try to work with that's even close to him in terms of fitting the description that you talked about.
Right.
I'm not saying that he's out there gregarious and all that stuff, but he's referred people to me. He knows people. He talks. He's willing to listen. He has time for me. All that stuff is there with him, and he's a client with counts with me. So he's got all the right things, and I'd like to duplicate him several times over for sure.
Right, and you will, and you can, but mm-hmm. those are your ideal people. They like you. You like them. They want to help you grow. You want to help them grow. And you got to get that mix of people correctly.
Yeah.
All yeah. right. So
yes. Thank you for reminding me, Curtis, but I'm already on board with you on the idea that I don't want to hone in on CPAs and attorneys.
Yeah.
I'm already on board with you. We discussed this, and believe me, that's exactly why I'm employed Bruce, because he's going to put us in front of people that fit the description more like Josh.
I was chatting with Bruce this morning, as a matter of fact. He is good. His program is outstanding. And what comes out of that, I hope, are some clients, people that can enthusiastically endorse you, and some really, really great COIs. That's what you want. So now you got the social media connection going on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which I never thought would be a source, but with Bruce at the helm, I feel like it will be a source of engagement.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, I'm glad you got that clarified and rocking and rolling and good. I'm all hands on deck.
Well, the way that he's getting I talked to him this morning about his engagement strategy and all this stuff, and I'm very enthused, and I'm very, I'm a believer.
Okay.
Just like I am in the supernova model, you know, I just think that you know, it does require you to have the right people to connect with. And so I've got to add people.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you're going to be upgrading your book, and that's going to take a little bit of time as well. And you're trying to do all this in the midst of a pandemic that nobody expected either. So
I think the pandemic's helping. I think it's a helpful thing because more people will be in front of their computer screen, and my strategy should work better.
You'll be able to find them because they're not going far. That's a real positive.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and make sure you get that personal introductions process down. I don't know, because it's all going to lead to wanting to get a personal introduction at some point, right?
Yeah. When I mentioned like personal introduction to Josh, you know, the way that I got the feedback was, it didn't really like register in any way different. And I try to say, you know, hey, let's stop for a second. You know, personal introduction is when, you know, we introduce somebody. Like I actually phrased it in a different way. I said, I'm going to make some personal introductions of clients to you at some point.
Right.
And to bring up the phrase.
Yeah.
And then I brought it back to him, and, you know, I said, you know, the next client, let's make it a personal introduction. And he was kind of like, you know, well, I'm not sure what you mean, but we'll probably do it the usual way where if I do a personal introduction, I'll send an email with the two of you, I'll give you their number or whatever. I mean, he wasn't like, it didn't change how he thought about it when I said that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's what it is it's the handoff in football, you know, I'm not going to email you the football. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to put it in your hands. And that's really what we're talking about here.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What else might be on your mind that you'd like to talk about? I'd like to see how other things are going with your business and your practice as well.
I think it's going pretty good. I mean, we're running the 12-4-2 programs on our clients. A lot of them this week, you know, have it's been a challenge because we keep having a lot of reschedules.
Okay.
You know, and you'd think that they'd be more free considering they're having a 4-day holiday coming up, but they're less free and less likely to want to have an appointment under this circumstance. I had a couple of calls yesterday that were very good. I had one with the CPA in my networking group, and he might not be the best COI, but I think he's trainable.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring him along as best I can, because I'm stuck with him in my BNI group anyway.
Right. And, you know, ask him if he's interested in growing his practice. Does he need more clients?
Yeah, we kind of shared the non-homogeneity of our group, of our clients yesterday with each other. And, because I don't have a lot of homogeneity, you know, and he's got about the same profile as me, you know, like half of his clients are retired.
Okay.
Or, you know, something around there. And, or at least semi-retired, and they're all over the board as far as business owners and stuff like that. So he's got a very similar non-homogeneous kind of group that he works with. And I told him, I go, you know, I explained to him that I want to, specialize in a niche, and that niche right now that I'm focused on is the people that are going to change our world in dramatic ways over the next decade. And that's the people in the biotech world.
Right.
And I'm very, you know, enthused about it. And, you know, it didn't seem to move the needle, me saying that in any way or shape, but I just wanted to plant the seeds.
Right.
And get him on board with what I'm doing. I think he likes the idea that I'm focused, you know?
Okay.
But he takes a wait and see approach to everything. That's the way this guy is. He's not going to jump at anything. Yeah.
He's an accountant.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's they're built a little different.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had another great meeting. I'm not sure what the fruit of it's going to be, but I was listening to a webinar on marketing for financial advisors on Kitsis.
Yeah.
And he had a guest speaker on, and she was talking about what she does with her firm. She's kind of like what you do, helping advisors, and like what Bruce does. And she talked about one advisor having success doing virtual tour webinars.
Okay.
Virtual tour Zoom meetings or whatever they do. So I talked to the travel agent in our networking group yesterday, and she's very enthusiastic about setting something like that up. She wants to bring her own clients in and promote me as the sponsor.
Okay.
And so we're looking at that now. So
some marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's an initiative that I'm working on too. So I got initiatives on the table, there's, I'm not dragging my feet, Curtis. I'm doing it.
I believe you. I know you are. I know you are.
Yeah.
So anything changing from a performance and business standpoint? Are you seeing any new assets come in at this point in time?
Not really, but I identified a few opportunities where we can move money.
Okay.
Just having a regular calls, and that's going to produce a little revenue. And, I'm trying to go with each call and find time to investigate, what their network looks like and who we can talk to and all that stuff. The fruit of that, it's mostly just planting seeds. It's kind of like what Bruce is doing. He's like, the initial connection occurs, and then he's got to send something that would engage their minds a little bit. And then finally a real engagement can occur at some point down the line. And it feels like I've got to go through those steps with each person as well.
Right.
A similar set of steps.
Exactly. Exactly. All right.
Although it's a longer drawn out process. And that's why I needed Bruce, because I can't wait.
I know. Well, look, something? Look, one of the characteristics of successful people is they're patient but impatient. It's kind of the double entendre. I'm patient, but I got to get going. So, I can relate to that. I can certainly relate to that.
I'm going to kill that light behind me. That's what's doing it. Hang on.
Okay. It's causing you to disappear.
I am. We're both disappearing all the time because of that light. I didn't realize that's what it was.
Okay.
Sure that's why.
All right.
Yeah, now I'm here. I know that's got to be annoying when you keep disappearing like that. So Bruce, Curtis, I feel like Bruce is going to be the key to me opening up a new market.
Okay.
That's how I feel right now.
Good.
I thought the key using Supernova to open up a new market was the service model being employed, followed by the asks and the relationship building. But that takes so long for me anyway, and with my book.
Yeah.
I know that, I know Supernova is built for somebody that has too many clients, like I had at Washington Mutual, that just needs to par it back down to the, but I did that already when we made the move.
Yeah, I know.
So it's more, it doesn't work as good with me because I don't have 1,000 names that already work with me. It works in terms of like my clients are happy, impressed, and want to refer.
Right.
But in terms of actually, having in my limited book a bunch of great referral sources, it's not necessarily there.
Yeah, you got to get some bigger relationships.
Right. Everybody's potentially a great referral source. It's like if you turn them on enough, they could be, but that's a big ask.
If you took the typical client that is onboarded with Supernova, how long do you think you've been at it?
The typical client, like 6 months?
Board, with the folders, the concierge service, so on and so forth.
Yeah, 3 to 6 months with just about everybody right now. Everybody's been touched by this. Everybody's been made aware of what we're doing. Everybody's been feeling what we're doing, and I'm getting the feedback about the value of what we're doing too. So
good.
All that's there. It's just when you go to who do you know that we can work with, it just shuts down.
Okay.
So. And that's because that's not what they do. That's not their primary concern in life, getting me business,
Right. Let's hear from some of your people.
Well, how about Itzy? She's here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. It's she disappeared on me, and then you come back. It's magic.
She's engaged in calendaring and scheduling and managing all these appointment changes. And I also got her working in admin. So go ahead, Itzy. How's that feeling for you?
Yeah. Tell me how it's going and how clients are responding.
The ones who have been responding before I got here still respond.
Hold on one moment. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, Rob. Can you give me like 15 minutes and I'll call you right back? Can you give me 15 minutes and I'll call you back?
Okay.
Rob, now.
Sorry, bud. Yeah. I had to pick that one up.
So some of them don't answer their appointments or phone calls, and I have to reschedule them. And from that, I would say 80% are not responsive.
Okay.
Yeah. Until we have to keep bugging them, and then they finally give you an answer.
Of the foot draggers or the non-responsive, you have to keep going with them, push.
Okay.
Until we get in.
I get it.
But not 80% of the people we work with are not responsive.
No.
Okay. So you got them all on the scheduler now. They've got their calls set up. You're sending out the meeting notices with agendas, and then you follow up with an executive summary afterwards?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Let's talk with Carl. Carl, give me a report on your area.
All right. Well, lately I've been a little bit split between planning and implementation, but we can start with planning.
Okay.
Planning's going pretty well. There are a lot of clients that are very responsive to it, and we're building out a bunch of different scenarios and options, and we're getting tax returns and additional information about future expenses, and it helps us. It's definitely led to business where we've been able to identify needs for them. So that's really cool. And then there's a portion.
Tell me how people are responding.
They're responding mostly very favorably, and they enjoy seeing it. They see the value. They want us to do more. There's a couple people that don't really see the value of it, but the majority of those people are the ones that won't give us any information. So we have, you know, just like rough numbers in there and stuff like that. And
I want a plan, but I'm not going to give you any information. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, some of these people, it's been like 4 months and we still haven't even been able to get all the information. So,
okay.
I think there's always a subset of people like that.
Yeah. There always is.
And then implementation, it's been going ever since, even before I went to planning and I was doing implementation stuff way back when. People are just really bad at getting paperwork signed in general. And I think part of it has to do with the DocuSign system. People are very confused by it, no matter how you explain it.
Okay.
But I think there's a better way that we can get the paperwork done. I don't know how it is. I still have to kind of figure out how I want to do it or how I think the best way to do it would be. Right. But like a lot of times we'll have to send document sets like two or three times and it'll take, you know, 6 weeks to get a signature. Certain clients are highly responsive and we can get paperwork from them all the time very quickly. And, you know, those clients are often the ones that are most engaged in the planning too. And I think they're also normally the higher net worth clients too. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
But it's kind of a quick rundown on implementation.
Okay. Where would you like to see things go, Larry, with the calls? These are accountability calls now. Your team seems to be working very well together. You seem to, you know, your knowledge base in terms of the program is really good. You know, you're going to spend time on cultivating the social media component, which is part of what we do. It all sounds good. All sounds good. Yeah. What can I help you with at this point? Where would you like to go? What are you thinking? What's on your mind?
Well, I think that when I engaged you, Curtis, to help me, it was because I'd read the Supernova books.
Right.
And I wanted to implement the things that I read and use those to make sure my business, competes in terms of effectiveness and client satisfaction favorably with everything else out there. And we've done that, I believe.
Okay.
And so my next phase is, if I could get back on the screen, my next phase is, to work with Bruce to develop these new relationships and have, along with continuously working with the clients and the COIs that we think we've identified that haven't come through necessarily as COIs yet.
Right.
And, we can take Andy Kawatra for an example. He's in touch with a lot of property owners, being with Marcus and Milichuk for all these years now. And
okay.
I've known him because he was in my networking group up until about 5-6 years ago. And we've golfed together.
Right.
And just passed, and so he's the guy that I met his dad. His dad's a CPA. They live in Calabasas. And, we've been engaging in a variety of ways over the years. And now I referred him this big referral that's probably going to sell, multi-million dollar properties and make him a huge commission.
Okay.
If you consider like $100,000 a huge commission.
Yeah.
And I feel like the other day he called and checked in with the guy that I referred. And then I found out about it because I called and checked in with the guy about 3 days after. And he said, yeah, I talked to Andy and he called and checked in with me and all that stuff. Well, I don't understand, how to deal with Andy in this respect, because he wasn't responsive to the idea that at some point I talk with his dad and him together a little bit about what we do so I can bring that into bring his dad and him on board with what we're doing. He wasn't overly responsive to that idea. He wasn't overly responsive to the idea of working with me on other client situations when I brought that up in other personal introductions. He wasn't forthcoming and telling me that he had checked in with that client that I referred him.
Right.
And I think he's just a little immature because he's not the oldest guy out there doing it. I think he's like 29.
Okay.
I want to train him to be a great COI. He's capable of it.
Okay.
But he needs to learn the manners first.
Right.
He needs to learn some manners.
Because, yeah, I know. It's 29 years old. Okay.
That's a no-go, man. If someone refers you something like that and you check in, you got to at least send a text to me or something. Right. Yeah, I checked in.
That's right. That's right. So I think the big thing about this session is that you did take up on my offer to talk with Bruce. You're going to move to that social media capability to get a source of prospects. Mm-hmm. You're going to continue to use Supernova within those prospects. You're going to treat them, once you receive them, as if they were clients, the 90-day free look.
Yep.
You're going to use the personal introductions process. And you're going to work on establishing 6 quality centers of influence. You got one good one. 5 more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And all hopefully right. Andy will be one. Andy and his dad, would be a nice team to have on my side.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yeah. So that's my aspiration is to, they're my focal point in a way because they're coming in contact with more wealthy people than anybody else, pretty much. Brandon, with his CPA practice, he does come in contact with them, but, they already have financial advisors. He's got every excuse in the book why you can't be a good COI, and that's CPAs, right? So,
yeah. So I would say, you know, have a little bit of a folder of topics that you want to cover with me, and we'll take it to the next level and keep on moving. And I would just say, you know what's out there for you, and just let me know, okay?
I will.
I think that's all I have for you today.
All right, Curtis. There was one other thing on that business plan, the actual program that you input stuff in.
Okay.
I never did it because I couldn't get it. I couldn't input it in there.
No, it's a PDF, and basically you got to download it. I think, did I give you a Word document?
It's something where I can't input it, so I need the link.
So you need the Word. You need the Word document. If you're not writing it out by hand, you'll need the Word document. So I'll send you the Word document.
Okay. I mean, I could do my own projections. You know, I don't necessarily need a program to do it.
Yeah, it's not a program really. It's just inputting the data. If you want to stay with the template. But yeah, a Word document, if you want to write in the on the lines inside that document. But I'm just looking for you to just, you know, go ahead, vision, write it in. You don't have to, it's just a template is all it is. So,
but you know, based on the current flow and momentum, I doubled the AUM and revenue in 5 years.
You doubled?
No, in 5 years it'll take, based on my current
flow. 5 years to double?
Yeah, that's based on my projections that I did.
Yeah.
That's too slow. That's what I'm saying. So I already did the projections based on the current flow and the current situation. And that's what it is. It's 5 years to double. But right. it's almost going to happen automatically in 5 years, just doing what we're doing.
I mean, that's like 15%
without Supernova, but
that's like 15% growth. You know, 15% growth, your business doubles in 4.5 years.
Yes.
You know, you should be doubling in about 24 months.
Right.
Once you're fully onboarded.
That's what I'm hoping Bruce will help me do, because,
yeah,
like I said, the working these COIs and clients at the rate that we're getting the responsiveness and all that stuff, it's 5 years.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's gotta change. Mm-hmm. Okay. I look forward to our next call. If you have any questions in the interim, feel free to email me. Sounds like you got your team working. When we started, it was a little bit dysfunctional. It seems to be functioning really well. You had some turnover. Now you got that piece done. So you've come a long way.
Yeah, I got a highly confident and dedicated team right now.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, I want you to enjoy your Thanksgiving and be safe. And I'll talk to you the next time. Let me know how it's going with the social media component.
Thank you, Curtis. Great check in with you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye, Curtis.
Bye-bye, Carl.